Hello, you are listening to the Times of India Radio and here are the top news stories of the day. Cyclone Biparjoy is set to intensify in the next 36 hours and will be heading north-northwestwards in the next 2 days, the Indian Meteorological Department IMD said in a tweet on Friday. The very severe cyclonic storm was located over the East Central Arabian Sea, located 840 km west-southwest of Goa and 870 km west-southwest of Mumbai at 11:30 p.m. on June 8, the IMD said. India successfully tested the new generation nuclear-capable Agni Prime ballistic missile, which has a strike range from 1,000 to 2,000 kilometers, from the Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha on Wednesday night. This was the first pre-induction night launch of the Agni Prime conducted by the Tri-Service Strategic Forces Command, SFC, which handles the country's nuclear arsenal and validated the accuracy and reliability of the system, a Defense Ministry official said on Thursday. The National Exit Test will be held next year and is likely to be conducted by All India Institute of Medical Sciences, official sources said on Thursday. According to the National Medical Commission, NMC Act, the National Exit Test will serve as a common qualifying final year MBBS exam, a licensure exam to practice modern medicine and for merit-based admission to postgraduate courses, and a screening exam for foreign medical graduates who want to practice in India. In just a fortnight since its launch, TOI's Tiger Anthem has crossed 100 million video views across platforms. The first-of-its-kind anthem is part of TOI's Saving Our Stripes campaign, which was launched on April 10 to raise awareness and support for tiger conservation in the 50th year of Project Tiger. The campaign has been a roaring success overall, with more than 250 million people reached so far.